So turn with me to the 119th Psalm. Last week we went away from Psalm 119 to Psalm 103, and going to attempt some connection. Psalm 103, verse 1, we looked at last week. Yeah, probably. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. So we looked at that last week, and from this was from J. Alexander, who was commenting that to bless the Lord is to praise Him with emotion. The believer has no ability to actually add to God, but to bless Him is to give Him praise. And this Psalm 103 is a self-exhortation to this ardent whole soul praise. Now turn to Psalm 119, verse 12. We have a similar look here. The psalmist here says, "Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes." This statement, "Blessed are you," is an active statement by the psalmist here. It is not that same self-exhortation that we see in Psalm 103. But clearly, it's the same kind of statement. It is the act, essentially, of looking up, looking out at God, and giving Him that praise that is due to His name. And it is characteristic of this psalm that there is this periodic look at outward look at who God is, and that flows, and from it now flows this other characteristic look of the psalm, which is to God's statutes. So the believer now is the one who actively blesses God. We see it in Psalm 103 that he exhorts himself to this act of ardent praise. We see it here an unself-conscious action here of the psalmist. Blessed are you, O God. So, first of all, the believer is the one who praises God, who blesses God. But what does this look like? This is not a mindless activity. I grew up amongst the Pentecostals, and they don't use the term bless God so much, but they would certainly use the term praise God. In those circles, so often, unfortunately, it's mindless. The contemplation of the God who is being praised is not necessarily coincident with the terminology. It is a self-pumping up emotional activity. For the believer, however, it ought to be a going out to God of the soul in contemplation of that which God is. Now, I hope that when I make that statement, we don't just say, well, but I can't think about God. Who is God that I could think about Him or contemplate Him in his greatness or His perfections or His characteristics or His character? Because to bless God in this way is saying that God's character is drawing out from me this praise. That there is that which I have some linkage to in my own soul which draws that out, first of all. And then secondly, there is a not only a linkage to, but an ability to contemplate who God is. That the believer manifests, that it is the delight of the believer to muse on who God is, and that it is His the heart of His spirituality, if you say it no other way, to think about in a heartfelt way who my God is. We get so caught up sometimes in this thing that we might call salvation. That's fine. But the thing that we call salvation comes from someplace. As we were talking about kindness in the second sermon last Sunday, and I was saying kindness is nothing if it doesn't come from God's goodness. The believer sees kindness as coming from this thing called God's kindness, which comes from His goodness. And the Lord Jesus comes from God's goodness, from God's kindness. The believer is the one who is able to trace that. Let me make a little aside and we'll see if this comes together. Rabbi Duncan, John Duncan, an Old Testament scholar, if you will, also a missionary to Vienna in the 1820s, made this statement. He said, God gave the law to Moses, and it took them about 500 years for them to respond in the form of the Psalms. We don't think of that. We think, well, we have the Bible. The Psalms are a response to the Pentateuch. The Psalms are heartfelt responses to meditation on who God is to me, by means of His law, which has been given. And so, we just sang essentially a setting of the 23rd Psalm. This is a meditation of David just saying, God in His covenant is my shepherd. He treats me in this way, in this way, in this way. He feeds me. He cares for me. He uses His rod on me at times. He restores me when I wander. He gives me the oil of His kindness. All of these things are who God is to me as a shepherd. That is the fruit of meditation of who God is to His own, and personal appropriation of that by means of a believer, namely David. Now we can say all of this is inspired Holy Writ. Absolutely it is. But first, it was a meditation of a believer. And every believer's heart ought to be there. Now, we're not going to end up with Holy Writ, but what we end up with is growth in grace by means of this meditation. We don't end up with, you know, merely memorization of Scripture. We end up with our own mastications and our own versions, just as David ended up with, you know what, God is my shepherd. We ought to be able to take a concept such as God's goodness and put it all in our own terms. And that then is the content of the soul of the believer. So when the psalmist here says, blessed are you, that's what he's saying. He's saying, my heart goes out to you in praise, in contemplation of who you are. And that then flows into the Scriptures. I'm not saying it's some mystical thing that I just go off and do my own thing. No, it flows and finds corroboration. What I have thought on and prayed on comes back and is closed loop, not open loop, closed loop with the Scriptures. Because he says, blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. So as I contemplate who God is, I find that continually, that store of what I know of God is continually being added to by means of the Scriptures, but not in a rote fashion, but in a real fashion in the Scriptures. So the believer ought to have in himself his own version of who God is and truth, and his own set of linkages of those pieces of truth to one another that are his own, that God has made real and alive and lived out and spoken out. We'll see that in the next verse. And that's what the Christian life is what God has made alive for me. Those things are the delight of my heart. They are that which I have desire to know more of, and that which I will understand in fullness in glory.